Lord, I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we begin Lent, we have two important passages reminding us of the importance of the whole season of Lent, which is one of prayer and faith, praying to God with great faith. We see this in the first reading from the apostle Isaiah, from the prophet Isaiah, with Ezekias. Ezekias was sick, and his days were numbered. The Lord was going to take his life. So Ezekias prayed a beautiful prayer, and he said, Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekias wept with great weeping. And the Lord told Isaiah that Ezekias would be spared 15 more years. And not only that, but the Assyrians would not conquer Jerusalem. This shows us how much God loves us and how much he hears all of our prayers. St. Thomas Aquinas says that God infallibly hears every prayer. Every little prayer God hears. You may not get exactly what you're looking for, but God hears the prayers and will give you something better than what maybe you're asking for. Many of us don't really ask for the right things, so we don't always get it. Sometimes we don't get our prayers answered because we're not living a good life. How can we expect God to hear our prayers if we're not keeping his commandments? But God will always hear our prayers. If we pray and we have sins on our soul, then we'll get the grace of conversion. We'll be reminded to give up our sins and then come to God like Ezekias with a pure heart. And we see this again in the beautiful gospel today of the centurion. The centurion who tells the Lord, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. We know, of course, that now is in our Mass, such a beautiful prayer right before we receive Holy Communion, and how pleasing it was to the Lord. And the Lord said, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. And here he was a pagan, a Roman centurion, who was a noble person, but of course he did not have the faith. And then Jesus makes a great prophecy, they shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But the children of the promise will be cast out into utter darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we have a reminder of many, many teachings of the faith here, that it's easy for us to lose the faith, as many of the Jews who didn't believe. So many Catholics today have been given the faith, but they have lost it. How do you lose the faith? Well, you lose the faith by not believing. If you don't believe in a teaching of the church, a sacred teaching of the church, you will lose your faith. Right? Just that simple. Father John Harden said Catholics who practice contraception will either give up contraception or give up the Catholic faith. And this is why we have a crisis in the church, because people don't believe anymore. They think they can pick and choose and do what they want, but they can't. They're blind and they're vain in their reasoning. St. Paul tells us that. How did that happen? Well, St. Paul gives us the answer there too. And so they are without excuse, seeing they knew God. They did not pray and honor him and thank him, but became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless mind was darkened. When you don't pray and you don't honor God, you become vain in your reasoning, and your mind will be darkened. Here we see in the first reading how Ezekias prayed to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. So if you don't pray and you don't honor God, and you know there's a God, all right, then you will become vain in your reasoning, foolish. And then your mind will be darkened. And then you'll believe anything and everything, and you'll lose your faith. And that's what's happening to so many people. And the Lord tells us, what's the result of that? Well, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where are they going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Of course, it's going to be in hell for all eternity. Can we even take a chance that we'd go to hell, or anybody? The other day, I woke up in the morning, and I thought of the day, and I said, oh, another dark day. I wish I could go back to bed for a few more minutes. Then I thought of souls falling into hell, and I said, ugh. I said, it might be pretty bad on earth, and the darkness and the snow and everything, but what about these souls in hell for all eternity? They'll never go to sleep at night again. They got morning, noon, and night. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. They would say to themselves, I had a chance. I was a Catholic. If only I had been a better Catholic. If only I had kept the Lent that I should have kept. If only I had prayed. If only I had done a little more almsgiving. If only I had done a little more sacrificing. If only I had listened to my mother and my father. I'd listened to the church, to the priests, to the bishops. If only I had read the lives of the saints. If only, the saddest words of tongue or pen, the poet tells us, Rudyard Kipling, I believe it is, the saddest words of tongue or pen are these, it might have been, it might have been, it might have been a happy eternity. For this soul, he could be in heaven for all eternity. But now there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They shall come from the east and the west and feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the children of Israel, the children of the promise, shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth in the utter darkness. This is why we have a Lent. Just a little reminder that we need to come back to God with great faith and prayer. So we redouble our prayers during these times and do more, a little more sacrificing, and pray for the world, which is, as you know, in very great trouble. So many people do not believe. They don't have the faith of the centurion. And the Lord loves faith. St. Paul tells us also, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we have faith in God. God loves us so much, and all he wants to do is bring us to heaven and give us all that we ask. All we have to do is ask, and we need to thank him and praise him and honor him. The least we can do for all the wonderful blessings that God has given us in our lives, we have so much to be thankful for. So let us, during this Lent, thank God for all the blessings that we have, for being Catholics, for some of us for being religious, for our lives, for our children, and all the blessings that God has given. And the best is yet to come, of course, which is eternal life. So we pray and sacrifice, as Our Lady said at Fatima, to pray and sacrifice for the many souls who will be lost for all eternity, because no one prays for them. So let us pray. Let us pray for souls, and then many souls will be saved. The opposite will be true. Many souls will be saved because of our prayers. God hears every prayer. So if you're praying for souls, he'll hear your prayers. So we have to trust Our Lady and trust Jesus for all the things that they've promised us if we pray. Whatever you ask for in prayer will be given to you, the Lord tells us. So we pray today, and we pray during this season of Lent for our families and our friends and our world, which is in great, great trouble. May the Lord bless you. Christus